This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. TeaPartyCommunity.com is where you can find me. I hope you will go over there and get signed up and bring your advocacy issue to that group and let us do what we do. Contact me directly. I'll ask you this. How many of you think you could get a hold of Rush Limbaugh directly versus me? I'm not putting myself into Rush's, you know, echelon, but I'm just saying. Who'd you get a hold of easier? Who's talking back to you? Who's bringing you into the mix? Now, that's nothing against him. I mean, the dude's busy. He's earned it. I got no beef with Rush Limbaugh or any of the other radio hosts who are doing better than I am. In fact, I'm happy for them. I think that what we've got to do is we've got to find new fertile ground. In fact, I mean, I'd be lying if I told you I didn't want to get some of Rush's audience to listen to me, but it's more for training. But I want to grow that audience. I don't want to pilfer it. I don't want, I'll listen to Rush during his hour, and then I'll switch over to Sean at this time, or I'll switch over to Levin or whatever, which, you know, I understand. I want that too. But I'm competing against Rush, usually in the same time slot. What I'm getting at is this. If you're not bringing a new brand, a new something to the movement, then all you're doing really is you're just saying, here's my little take. So I'll look at it this way. Rush Limbaugh is the pie. And let's say that pie is 20 million. If Sean's got 14 million of the same pie, it's great they're listening to him, but Sean needs to bring new members into that pie. Same thing with Levin. Levin may have 8 million of that pie. Okay, great. They like it talking about the Constitution. But what they need to do is he needs to bring something new. If he's not bringing youth, minority, conservatives who go, you know what, you guys are too serious, I want something a little lighter, I want something funny that makes me think or whatever, which is what I believe I do, then shame on us all. If I'm bringing a million people of Rush Limbaugh's pie, and that's it, I've done nothing except be entertaining to that group. That's not our goal. Our goal is to grow it and make it bigger, make it stronger. So that's what I'm trying to do. I want to give a shout out to Donald Trump on something he said. Doesn't matter whether he's president, becomes president or not. He says something profound. And I want people to understand, when people do the right thing, say the right thing, something that resonates with me, I want to play it for you. So let's get that clip of Trump and what he said. I want to talk about that a bit.
Look, when we drive up to Yankee Stadium, we go through Harlem, all right? It's more challenging for a poor child in Harlem without parental guidance in a school that's fallen apart than it is for some white kid out in Garden City, all right? And you say you can bring jobs back, but, how, you know, if the kid isn't qualified to do the job and can't do the work, I mean, you got to get into the infrastructure of the African-American community. Do you have any plan to do that?
Well, it is true, and it's about education, but it's also about spirit. A lot of people don't have spirit, not only African-Americans. They don't have spirit in our country. I mean, I can tell you plenty of white people that go to college, they borrow a lot of money, they get out, they can't get a job.
I got to tell you, I love that answer from Trump. And the reason is, I've ended a speech one time, and I said, I've been all over the world, and I've never heard of any other spirit. Now, people have been pilfering my speech for that for years, because I didn't get it from anybody. I thought about it myself. Now, I could be giving myself too much credit. Somebody else may have thought about it before me, but I've heard it since. Had never heard it before. But I said this. I've lived in China. I've never heard of the Chinese spirit. I lived in France. I've never heard of the French spirit. I've never heard of the German spirit. I've never heard of the Polish spirit. I've never heard of the Russian spirit. But one thing I guarantee you that people know all around this world is the American spirit. I wasn't trying to gin up something for the audience. It was really the truth. I lived these places, traveled in many, many other places. Africa, other parts of Asia, Europe. Never heard this. And so, you know, to hear Donald Trump talk about this and say, you know what? That's what people are missing. It's the truth. I've said this many times, that young blacks growing up in inner cities in America, they're not taught to feel good about themselves. They're not taught initiative. They're not taught the things that would make you feel good about who you are so that you go forth and conquer. They're really taught how to feel bad about themselves, how to be downtrodden, how to not think that there's a way for to get out. I can't even imagine that as a culture you would teach your youngsters this. And that's what we do. We tell them, hey, because of your skin, you're not going to be any good. You know, by the way, that white guy, he's better than you. But then we go to the white kid and we go, hey, you got white privilege. You should feel bad about yourself. So we're training a culture of people to feel bad about the American spirit, about what is the greatest country in the world, bar none, not because we have newer things than Dubai or, you know, we're the prettiest or whatever else. It's because of what I just talked about, that unique thing that every other culture wants. The minute, when I was traveling years ago, the minute you mentioned you were American, whoa, I want to hear more. And when I was traveling through France, my French was a lot better at the time, but they would be like, where are you from? I'm like, America. They're like, your French doesn't sound good. I'm like, well, thank you, but I am American. I was proud. Oh, it's not that lazy American French that you're used to. No, I actually learned it the right way. You know, things like that. But anyway, I would get asked, where are you from? And it was, once they found out, it was, oh, wow, what part? Dallas. Oh, even better, because they knew of Dallas. Do the TV show, the Dallas Cowboys, whatever. They knew of it. Let me tell you, 5 years ago, I couldn't name a European soccer team if you put a gun to my head. Now, I know one today because my little boy is into soccer and he likes Messi. I couldn't name a player, but he likes Messi. So I'm like, oh, okay, Messi. And I don't know who he plays for, but I do know there's Manchester United or somebody. But that's it. I don't know anything about soccer. But you know what? They know about football. They know our boxers. They know our baseball players, our UFC guys. They know what our flag looks like. That's how big, how important we are. And it isn't because of liberalism. That's what they're trying. They have been sucking at democracy for years. And it's morphed into socialism because they don't know what a republic is. And it's morphed into this socialism thing that has bred nothing except contempt for one another. And then that's what Barack Obama and the left want. You got to be kidding me. I don't want any of that. By the way, I'll be back. I got to take a short break. We're going to talk more about these liberals when we come back. It's going to be an interesting day today.
Back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, one of your favorite segments, one of my favorite dudes, Blake from Las Vegas, Nevada, the purveyor of unconfirmedbreakingnews.com. And as I always warn you, if you go there, do not report that as the actual news. Just have a good time and enjoy. Anyway, Blake, welcome to the program.
Okay, I'm a little bit distracted. I'm looking at, from Chicago, even though I live in Las Vegas. I'm embarrassed about my city, about our elections out there. It's horrible. It's horrible how mean spirited they can be. Right now, you got a couple of guys fighting for the job for the county dog catcher. And local newspapers are saying both of them are guilty of mud slinging.
Always delivering the play on words, Blake. Hey, so tell me something. This whole situation with de Blasio and Hillary, I know you caught this, right?
Oh, brother. CP time, really? Really, Hillary? Really?
Well, hey, Hillary didn't say it. De Blasio said it.
Okay, yeah, but he was. I mean, they actually. The thing is, they actually rehearsed this.
I know.
Got on there. I don't get that. Well, Clinton, she gave her estimate. She said when she was referring to CP time, it was cautious politician time. She later explained at a press conference, it was obviously a joke. She said, I would never say anything offensive about black people that would easily set them off, especially while one of them, while one of them was on stage within an arm's reach. She said, I may have done some dumb things in the past, with quite a few of them being illegal, but I'm not suicidal because everyone knows these people can be rough.
Hillary better not mess with them colored folk.
Oh, boy. We know the way Negroes are.
But I got to tell you, the worst part of it to me was how badly acted it was.
God.
It was horrible. I'm serious. I watched it like 3 times, and the whole time I was watching it like you know, somebody asking you to look at a booger on their finger, like, ugh. It was horrible.
Well, you know, Bill, you were a bit late.
And then he's like, well, Hillary, maybe I was on CP time.
It's like they talking on 33 and a 30. Pick up the pace a little bit, and you do a good Hillary impression.
What do you think
of the ACLU and this NBA thing? What's your thoughts on that?
I haven't heard about it. Tell me. What's up?
What ACLU, now, ACLU is now suggesting to the WNBA to allow retired NBA players to play in that league. if they identify themselves as transgender.
And why not?
but to meet the criteria, the former NBA players must have a confirmation letter from a doctor and a licensed psychologist, plus have at least 5 witnesses verifying that they often complain about cramps.
Oh, boy. That is funny on so many levels, because here, let me tell you why. First of all, if a dude played in the WNBA, he might just be playing with lesser dudes, because there are a lot of gay chicks playing in WNBA.
wait a minute. A lot of them, you mean some of them are straight? Oh, come on.
It was like,
I didn't know.
Exactly. It used to be the joke of the LPGA was that there were no straight women playing golf. I mean, really. And, I mean, it's so funny, because I remember, Tiffany Griner, I think's her name. She was actually the first pro athlete who came out as gay, officially gay as a pro sport. But everybody recognized Jason, Collins, the black dude who was a basketball player. And I wrote an article and said, here was sexism in the NBA, the first in sports, you know, the first person to actually come out was this chick, and nobody said a word, but Jason Collins comes out and the president wants to have breakfast with him, or who knows, you know. When I say once
that, what's that gay chick you said, what's her name again?
Tiffany Griner.
Griner or Grinder?
I don't even know her. Grinder, I don't even know her. All right.
Now, what about Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders, he won the Wyoming Democratic caucus in his 8th win on the last 9 contests. And his latest message seems to be gaining popularity, which is, if elected, he would promise to raise the taxes of the rich so high that they barely have enough disposable income left to be considered middle class.
Bernie's crazy, man. Yeah, I don't know how this...
Get your opinion on the Gap story. What do you think about that?
The only thing I know... Oh, you're talking about the one where the girl, it's all the little girls, and they rest their arm, the one white girl rests their arm on the little black girl's head. I covered that. I thought that was the most idiotic thing. Man, here, what I wrote was, if my daughter got in a Gap commercial, I would be happy. I'd be like, ka-ching, and I'd be thinking about what her future would be in modeling or, you know, whatever else. I cannot believe that people are even making a big issue about it, but I know you have a take.
Well, wait a minute, but did you know that now they got an image of a white girl leaning on top of a black girl, but a year before...
Yeah, I know that they had the black girl leaning on top of the white girl, and nobody said a word, right?
No, but somebody said something about it, Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton commented by saying both ads are extremely racist. He said the one with the white when the white girl is leaning on the black girl is a subliminal message telling black people that pressure will always apply to us to keep us down.
Okay.
And the picture with a black girl leaning on the white one is obviously saying we can't make it unless Caucasians are supporting it. But Sharpton said the most offensive message to ask is both girls are wearing t-shirts that are made out of cotton.
Man, oh, that's too funny. Look, on the serious take on that, I think that these race pimps just go out there and they look for stuff, man. It's like somebody's like thumbing through Montgomery Ward's catalog. Oh, there it is, racism, you know, in a tractor. You know, that tractor's green. Why can't we have a black tractor? I've never seen a black tractor. It's just crazy to me how these folks are. I don't get it.
Remember about 5 years ago, it was either Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson. One of those, it could be both of them. They filed a lawsuit against NASA. Because they don't like
black
the term
hole?
Black hole.
Yeah, well, I didn't know they filed a lawsuit against NASA. But I don't know if you're joking about that. But I do know the NAACP complained to Hallmark about a graduation card where they said to the graduates, you're about to go into the universe, and the universe is full of black holes. And they were like, they thought they were casting aspersions on black women who were prostitutes. I'm not lying.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about like, well, first, see, that wouldn't be a real issue in Chicago as far as the area I grew up there. Because first of all, there's not going to be a lot of cards given out to people that graduate because there weren't that many people who graduated.
So the Hallmark scrapped the project anyway because they figured, you know, nobody was going to get out of those schools.
I can't say this. I'll tell you what, for people that write satire, the last couple years have been great.
It's amazing, man. It really is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The man accused of walking into the Capitol Gazette newsroom and killing 5 people in Minneapolis, Maryland, was charged with 5 counts of murder today. He is also being held without bond. Dr. Michael Baden joined Fox News to talk about what's next for the victims and their families.
And they'll try to get the bodies to be released sometime today so that the families can have whatever funeral arrangements sure. they're going to have. They'll make out all the trajectories. Each pellet will create a trajectory of the body, and that becomes very important in figuring out how he was moving, where he was.
A heat wave is going on in the United States with record high temperatures from Denver all the way to New York City. Faith Lustig is a public health official. She has some tips on how you can beat the heat.
Not wait till you're thirsty, and to drink water. Not alcohol or caffeine beverages, but water.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
When I date girls, I usually argue with women all the time, man. I'm stupid like that. You know? Like, I dated this girl one time. She was, like, really into, like, women's issues. So we used to always have these dumb arguments. So one time she came up to me and she goes, okay, explain this to me, Bill. Why does a guy make more an hour to do the exact same job, huh? I go, I'll tell you why. Because in the unlikely event that we're both on a Titanic and it starts to sink, for some reason you get to leave with the kids and I have to stay. Surcharge. That if some stuff happens, either I can't leave or I gotta like get in the way of it to give you a head start, like rabbit dog, run honey, one Mississippi, tippy. You hear a bump in the night, I gotta go check it out, like yes, he does have a knife. Anytime there's a hostage situation, who do they negotiate for first?
Well, at least let the women and children go.
Well, what about me? Bullets hurt me too. Why the f*** do I gotta stay in the box? No, that's my point, man. Where are all the feminists in those situations? You know what I mean? You can't find them. There are no feminists in a house fire. That's a guarantee. You could take the most hardcore feminist, some chick right in your face, like he's chauvinistic, and take them a little short little haircut, the whole nine yards, right? Flames break out. She's going to twist those little hairs into pigtails. No, I'm just a girl. I want to go play jump rope. And leave you standing in a burning house like you're not flammable. You know, but I'm not a though. I'm not saying I think a woman should make $1 less an hour to do the same job. All I'm saying is if you're going to make what I make when the boat sinks, you better be standing right next to me, listening to that guy play the cello, and you get the corner office. You get all the benefits or whatever.
The other day was Equal Pay Day. Were you aware of this? What about you guys? Don't be looking at me. You don't want to get paid what I pay. What I'm paid, rather. Yeah. Anyway, Equal Pay Day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. It was invented by a group of activists 2 decades ago to draw attention to the wage divide between men and women. The day comes in April, roughly marking how many extra months women have to work into the new year to make what men make the year before. Now, if you want to believe that drivel, fine. It's nonsense. And it's funny to me how we are constantly talking about the very same issues. Equal pay. Look, can women start their own companies? Yes or no? Can they start their own companies? Yes. I defy you. I defy you to tell me where you go into a company today with all the EEOC and the Department of the DOL, Department of Labor stuff, and you show me where women are discriminated against in hiring. Women get hired every day for jobs. They have a amount of money that they pay for a particular role. If you say I'm, jockey this or whatever, they go, the rate is between $22,000 and $24,000. And then if there's anything, there's a negotiation that happens. I can tell you from my engineering experience, when I got hired, I've told this story a few times on the show. They had, I was a technician, had co-op through school, so I was more experienced than the other kids coming out of school. I knew how to breadboard. I knew how to build a test circuit. I knew how to wire wrap. I knew how to, whatever. I knew how to go to component engineering to get the drawings to change parts. I knew how to I knew how to design my own stuff. I was an engineer by the time I was finished with my tech work, but I was a tech. And when it was time to get hired, I had I was going to get hired at a company. I worked at TI, but I was going to get hired at a company called Recognition Equipment. And I go to work for them, and they send them my resume, rather, and I interview with Barbara. I'll never forget her, a Jewish lady. And she says to me, well, Kevin, we love, you know, your resume. We want to make you an offer. And I said, great. And they slid the offer to me, and I looked at it, and I went, I said, well, that's not going to cut it. And she goes, well, that's the highest at the engineering level one. And which is, there were four levels of engineers. I was coming in as a junior engineer, engineering level one. And I said, well, that's not going to cut it. And she went, what? And I go, no. I go, number one, I expect to make more than that. And I don't believe I'm an engineering level one. I believe that with my experience, I'm going to be an engineering level two. Now, I can be at the lower end of that scale, because I understand, you know, I'm kind of getting bumped up a grade, but that's it. And I slid it back over and said, unacceptable. And I don't think she was too used to seeing that. And she looked, she goes, well, I could call the person who's going to be your manager and see if they would, you know, rate. I said, well, then you need to make a phone call, don't you? And she's, yeah, I'll be right back. And she went and made a phone call. She came back into that room. I sat there maybe 10 minutes max. I wasn't worried at all. She comes back in. She says, well, Kevin, they've approved it. And I said, okay, great. She says, this is going to be your new rate, and gave it to me. And I was like, okay, that's better. And that was the end of it. Now, would a woman do that? I don't know. I don't even care. Let me tell you something else. There are a lot of guys who wouldn't do that. My youngest son, he just, God, I'm so proud of my kids. Not my youngest, my third son. Just got graduated, and he calls me up. He's like, hey, Dad, I just want to let you know I got a job. I'm going to be working for General Motors, GM, down in Austin. I was like, oh, man, congratulations. And we go through the – he tells me the process by which he interviewed with companies. Like, I'll give you an example. Google came to him and said, we like you. We want to, you know, make you an offer, but it won't be in coding. My son has degrees in economics and computer science. And they said, Google said, we don't believe your coding is strong enough because your major is in economics, but you are good in coding. But they said, but we do want to make you an offer in another area. And they did. And he says, well, as much as I'd like to, I cannot accept that offer because I know I won't enjoy that role. And he says, and I really want to come in and be the best for you. And the only way for me to be that, because I have to like the job. So he turned it down. Now, at the other place, here's what they asked him. They said, we're going to bring you in because we love the combination of your economics with computer science. And the fact that you're a big thinker, they could tell this in an interview. They said, tell us what do you think is going to happen when you come in. He says, well, here's the way I see it. He says, the people that have computer science degrees will outperform me code-wise at first. He says, but in pretty short order, I'll show you that I'm actually the better at understanding how the code needs to work within your environment. And he goes, because I have a bigger picture view because of economics. And he said, they smiled. And he goes, Dad, it kind of struck me as odd, but he goes, I could see the lady, she smiled. She was looking down and she smiled and was jotting down stuff. Anyway, they made him an offer. And I don't know if he accepted the first offer. It's not the, that wasn't my point of the story. But the fact is, my kids know what to do. They've watched me do it. If I don't like something, I'm not signing up for it. End of story. So this idea that we gotta it takes 4 extra months for us women to make more money. Shut up. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of this feminist notion that you're so oppressed in America. Go live somewhere else. You know what we'll keep in America? We'll keep conservative women. That's what we need anyway. We need conservative women raising our children. We don't need liberals. And I'm not saying conservative women get it perfect every time, but I tell you what, we'd have a lot better world if we were raising conservative kids. And take the wackademics with you and everybody else who wants us to buy into this notion that women are so oppressed in this country. The only people oppressing women in this country, for the most part, are liberal men and liberal feminist women. There are no conservatives oppressing women in any mass amount. Yeah, are there some misogynists on our side? Of course. We got everything you got. But we only have it in 1%. You guys are 99.9% everything you claim you're not. Knucklehead leftist.
The divide has narrowed since 1996, but women in the U.S. still make about 79 cents for every dollar a male earns.
Why? What's funny about this report is they know why. They know why. The women choose occupations that pay less. Is somebody putting a gun to their head?
You will not be an engineer, chick, or I'll kill you.
Why do you choose to be, a social worker? Maybe it's because you're wired that way. I don't know. I'm not going to make any, try to figure it out. All I'm telling you is if you choose the jobs that pay less, don't be mad because men are making jobs that pay more. That has nothing to do with it. I'll tell you what, measure men in whatever women do. They're making the same amount. Probably women are making more. And at the end of the day, who picks up the check? Who's the one that comes to fix the car? Who's the one that's, in the real world, I can tell you this from a conservative point of view, we're the ones who absolutely take the bulk of the financial responsibility. If you're a real man, you will. I never forget, I met this beautiful girl having trouble. She says, I need a battery for my car. I said, with all due respect, are you gay? She said, yeah. I said, she says, how did you guess? I said, because a man would take care of that stuff for you. Anyway, I got to take a break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking equal rights. Equal rights. We got to make it so fair for everybody. America is built on nothing but fairness and opportunity. Show me anything you want. I'll show you a woman. Shark Tank. Shark Tank. Are there no women on Shark Tank? There are two women, Barbara and the other lady that's home shopping or whatever she is. These are multimillionaire, I don't know if they're billionaire, but they're multimillionaire women. Women dominating talk shows, Ellen, Oprah, Sally Jesse, and the 15 before them. I forget that one lady. she got sued because somebody ended up killing themselves on her, you know, about her show. But, you know, just all over the place. Women lawyers, engineers, doctors, etc. It's not even, there's not even a, you don't look at a woman doctor and go, oh, she's a woman. She's a female doctor. Remember back in the 50s and 60s, if you're watching any TV, you know, with those kind of shows, if you watch those, I mean, we watch what we could watch on my TV when I was a kid. And if you saw a woman doctor, it was bizarre. Like, whoa, a woman cop. Oh, where'd she come from? Who's that lesbian? And that, it's nothing. We see women in roles every day, and nobody blinks an eye. Nobody even goes, oh, that's a male role or a female role. If I see a woman, you know, knocking out concrete in the freeway when I'm doing something, you know, or building something, an architect, she's pointing up. I don't go, whoa, check them out for hiring women. But suddenly, America, we just women, we don't get the jobs and we don't make the money. We only make 79 cents for every dollar. Well, that's not a man's fault. Stop blaming us. It's like black folks. Well, we're the police and this, that, and we don't have opportunity. Really? You want to blame everybody but your doggone selves. Well, you know what? I don't raise my kids that way. And they're going to come there and kick your kids' butts if that's the way your kids think. Because you know what? There's no apologies and there's no excuses in my family for not being successful. None.
Well, I'm black or I'm this or I'm biracial or I'm...
I don't care. Oh, man, shut up. You got every advantage that you could possibly have over me, and I made it. And that's essentially my mantra to my kids and anybody else. You know, I tell you what. Let your mama die at 5 years old. Let your dad go to prison. And then you tell me how you turn out. Don't give me excuses. And I'm not even telling you my life is hard. Look, we get 100 kids adopted every year. I know the lives of some of these kids we pull out of foster care. My life, with my mother dying and my dad being in prison, is a holiday for these kids. And they grow up and become successful. Or we do everything we can to make them become successful. Oprah Winfrey is a perfect example of this. Raped by her uncles and daddies and brothers and, you know, just bounced around. And who knows? And she's a success. And instead of being grateful that the country took somebody like her and made her, that she, you know, she's one of these people that laments the success. Shut up. I'm sick of you folks. They say, here's some basic facts about the persistent gap in wages. In California, they say it adds up to $39 billion. So what it means is, if you want to really put it down, men generate $39 billion more tax dollars for California than women. Yeah, let's just put it in perspective. But they go on. A woman who works full-time in California makes a median of $42,486 compared to $50,539 for the average man. This is according to the Census Bureau data conducted by the National Partnership for Women and Families, an advocacy group. Do you think they looked at things fairly? Honestly. Of course they didn't. That's a difference of $8,000 per year. Hey, well, let me ask you this. Does it take into account the fact that women are taking time off for pregnancy leave, they're in roles that don't pay as much, and all the other factors? They tend to work part-time. Who knows? Does it take any? Nope. There's just a gender gap. And then they go, and I love that, and this is why I tell you, you better pay attention to unhyphenatedamerica.org, because here's what they say. Latino women are even farther behind. They earn just 43 cents for every dollar earned by a white man in California. Wait, I wonder what they earn for every white liberal woman in California. How about we study that? How about we look at what Latinas earn for every white liberal woman? And then let's talk about, why is there a 43-cent gap between Latino women and white liberal women? They don't want to study that, do they? Oh, and black women only earn 63 cents to every white man. Let's study the other. Asian women earn 72 cents to every white man. In total, they say, women would earn $38.8 billion more per year if they were paid in line with men. Well, you know what? If you want to be paid like men, act like men. Get the jobs of men. And you start taking care of kids and you start letting the courts have you get visitation with your kids or whatever. Look, men are absolutely ostracized in society, particularly white guys. And I'm a black dude telling you this. We get treated like crap when it comes to our kids. We get treated like crap when it comes to all kinds of ways that I could explain to you how men, if you take on the responsibility, you do it. Don't you think women care? Hell, man, these feminists don't give a crap about what men have to go through. Men get up and do it. A real man will get up and do his job. He doesn't care whether he could be sleeping on the couch for a year with the dog, and he will get up and go provide for his family. Get out of here. This nonsense. Now, the thing goes on to talk about women are in low-paying jobs. Of course they are. That's what they choose. Men don't make them go to those jobs. Society doesn't say, well, this is a man's job and this is a woman's job. We're well beyond that. They take the jobs that, for whatever reason, it's not sexist for me to say it. They take jobs that guys normally don't want to take. I don't know why. They say, take away a January study by two Cornell economists. Published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, they found that 51% of the difference in compensation of women and men is related to the fact that female workers are more concentrated in underpaid sectors like nursing or education and in lower level roles. Women have managed to overtake men in education and almost completely catch up in experience over the past three decades, but the divide in the types of careers men and women gravitate towards still persists and seem to hold back women's pay. Not anything to do with us. When hunting for a new job, women ask for lower salaries than men. Yet again, we have done nothing. What do you want us to do? Come in and stick our hands up your butt and move your mouths for you? Hey, I want more money. Look, ladies, you can do it your dang selves. It isn't up to men to say, you know what, I'm going to ask for less money because I know my counterpart with the estrogen running through her body is not going to ask for as much. Men are men for a reason. We want what we want. And we will say, you know what, that's not good enough. And if you don't have the balls to do it, ladies, it ain't our fault. Blame God. You want to be men? Act like men. The website studied more than 100,000 salary offers for tech, marketing, and sales jobs and found that nationally, women ask for an average $14,000 less in compensation than men overall. Notice the key word, ask. Employers offered women about 3% less than what they would offer men to fill the same position with the same job title, the analysis showed. So, what are you going to do? You're going to offer somebody the top? What do you do in a negotiation? Do you go to the top? This is all I'm ever going to do. That is so rare. It's unbelievable. It's the 0.1% that somebody says, that's the offer, that's the end of it. It's not like The Firm, where they've researched you, you know, the movie The Firm, and they go, that offer in that envelope is the only offer we're going to make. You know, and then the guy goes, well, we paid 25% of the highest offer. In other words, the firm is telling him, that's your offer. Because we've researched it. We know that's a great offer. If you are smart, and most men apparently are, we know that the first offer is just a starting point. Wow, rocket science, women. It's a starting point. So, you come in, a guy says, well, Kevin, I'll offer you $72,000 to do the job. And I go, you know, I tell you what, Bill, I'm going to take that back. I'm going to go talk to the old ball and chain. I'll get back with you tomorrow, okay? And Bill's like, I understand, Kev. I got one of those, too. And then I come back and I say, Bill, you know what? We were looking at the bills, looking at everything else, man. I think I'm going to have to come in around 76. You know what, Kev? We're probably going to be able to do that. Let me get back with you. Give me 15 minutes and see what we can do. That's what they do. But if you don't want to do that, if you don't have the genitalia to do that, ladies, don't get mad at us. In Los Angeles, they say women ask for $10,000 less than men. They take home $8,000 less. In San Francisco, what women say they want comes to almost $12,000 less than what men ask for, and they receive about $9,000 less. Again, they're not asking. This isn't us. Stop blaming us for your problems, feminist. We don't have anything to do with it. And I, for one, you can call me whatever you want. Kevin, you're a misogynist. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. And I'm not going to buy into the nonsense of the left by trying to tell me I'm something I'm not. You do your own negotiation and stop blaming us.
Stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.